WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym, your daily dose of mental toughness training here with your boy Hunter Rivers. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs, right? It's like that one time I tried to bake a cake and ended up with something that looked more like a volcanic eruption, a complete disaster. But hey, even those burnt cakes teach us something, don't they? Just like the tough times we all face, these cake astrophes can actually be stepping stones to growth. Today we're diving deep into how to stay positive when life throws you lemons. And trust me, we're not talking about just squeezing them into lemonade. We're going to turn those lemons into a damn fine margarita. So, how do we keep our spirits high when things get rough? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that are going to arm you with the mental resilience of a Spartan warrior. First off, remember this. Negativity is contagious. Just like a good laugh can spread through a room, so can a bad mood. So, be mindful of who and what you expose yourself to. Surround yourself with positive people. Soak up uplifting content. Think inspiring podcasts, motivational books, or even those feel-good animal videos that always make your day. Next up, practice gratitude. Seriously, it's like magic for the soul. Ever felt like complaining was your default setting? Yeah, me too. But when I started actively focusing on the good stuff, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a good laugh with a friend, things shifted. My perspective changed. Suddenly, the bad stuff didn't feel so overwhelming. Now, let's talk about control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions. You know that feeling when you get stuck in traffic and your first thought is, "This is a nightmare?" Well, try flipping the script. Use that time to listen to a podcast, catch up on calls, or even just take a few deep breaths and enjoy the stillness. Fourthly, challenge those negative thoughts. When that little voice in your head starts whispering doom and gloom, call it out. Is it really true? What's the evidence? Often, these negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions. By questioning them and reframing them in a more positive light, you can break free from their grip. Finally, don't forget to take care of yourself. You wouldn't run a car on empty, would you? Same goes for your mind and body. Prioritize sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you feel good physically, it's easier to stay positive mentally. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work. Deadlines are looming, and everything seems to be going wrong. Your inbox is overflowing. The printer jams more than it works, and your coworker spills coffee all over your important documents. Ever feel like that? It happens to the best of us. But here's where those 5 takeaways come into play. Instead of spiraling into a pit of despair, you can choose to. Surround yourself with supportive colleagues, maybe grab a quick coffee break, and share a laugh with someone who understands the chaos. Focus on what you can control, like finishing that one task you've been putting off, or organizing your workspace for maximum efficiency. Challenge those negative thoughts. Remind yourself that this is just a temporary setback, and you're capable of handling it. Remember, even in the midst of chaos, there are always pockets of positivity to be found. Listen up, folks. The key takeaway here is this. Staying positive doesn't mean ignoring the tough stuff. It means choosing how you respond to it. You've got the power within you to navigate through life's storms with grace and resilience. Remember those 5 takeaways. Cultivate positivity. Practice gratitude. Focus on what you can control. Challenge your negative thoughts and take care of yourself. It's like training for a mental marathon, one step at a time. You're building that inner strength that'll get you through anything life throws your way. Now go out there, spread some positivity, and make me proud. Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of motivation. Leave a review and let us know what you think. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and spirits high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.